Blog Talk Radio.
They was thugs. Nigga, take something from me on my mama. I don't want this shit back. I'ma get it in blood. Nigga, I go where I want. Boy, I'm good in your hood. Man, I ain't even crip or a blood. But the demeanor and all the respect that I got, man, you probably would think that I was. Niggas in videos flexing, they real, my nigga. Go take that shit back to your plug. Let me find out that these niggas is flexing and niggas is still piecing up on the dub. All of the hate that I get from these niggas, I can't even see who be showing me love. I'm like young Michael Jackson with the glove. No, I'm like Terrence Crawford with the bud. I never cap on these beats on my mama. I tell all these boys exactly what it was. Who run the city? Pussy boy, it's up. She acting sadiddy, but she about to fuck. I done fell off on them times, but I stayed on my grind and niggas never gave me a buck. Fuck all them niggas, it's me that I trust. You said that it's up, so you know that it's stuck. Brody got twin Glocks, call them BB and CC. Water on my neck, it look like a Fiji. Niggas be hating because they be MB, I bumpin' my CD. I'm feeling like Weezy. I don't even write, this shit is too easy. Before I need you, I swear niggas gon' need me. You was just up, now I pull up. I tell you what, man, you acting like Jesus. I'll never back down, but they try to delete me. Don't do no convincing, they had to believe me. Brody, believe me, he throwing up signs in the party. You better not give him a reason. Shout out to Pooh, but it's J-Tobin season. Takes on my mind, we'll never be, hold on. Text on my mind, we'll never be even. His soul about to leave him. Bitch. All of that internet beefing these niggas be doing. You really thought that they was thugs? Nigga, take something from me on my mama. I don't want this shit back. I'ma get it in blood. Nigga, I go where I want. Boy, I'm good in your hood. Man, I ain't even crip or a blood. But the demeanor and all the respect that I got, man, you probably would think that I was. Niggas in videos flexing, they real, my nigga. Go take that shit back to your plug. Let me find out that these niggas is flexing and niggas is still piecing up on the dub. All of the hate that I get from these niggas, I can't even see who be showing me love. I'm like young Michael Jackson with the glove. No, I'm like Terrence Crawford with the bud.
Contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Nelly!
Ha!
Cooley! BlogTalkRadio.com!
Council, council, won't you come fuck with the council? Okay. AM, FM, all local radio channels. All right. Shake down, shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune in to the council.
Hello, hello world, let me welcome you to Nellyville, where we play the records, hot as peppers, never chilly chill. Feel the space, I really feel. Never know, listening, you can probably get some air.
Court is in session, all rise, it's a new day. The radio won't play, it's okay, we found a new way. I'm calling all artists, give your records to the DJ. And no, you can't forget about the most school Tuesday. Yeah, that's for your auntie and your granny, oh yes and daddy. Break records on the camel. You can take this one for example. Crazy, lady, they filling my flex like Rambo. Nellyville, yeah, that's my famo. He got it on lock like Django. Council, council, won't you come fuck with the council? AM, FM, all local radio channels. Shake down, shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune in to the council.
This epic, epic Saturday. Celebrity interviews, 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 interviews. I'm here to dump it Thursday.
Who can I win or lose? Win or lose? Win or lose? Is it you? Is it you? Council, council, won't you come fuck with the council? AM, FM, all local radio channels. Shake down, shut down, your favorite show get canceled. Don't play the radio, I just tune into the
cancel.
Hello, hello world, let me welcome you to Nellyville. Every Nelly tale.
Council, council, won't you come fuck with the council?
Don't play the radio.
I just tune into the council.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Happy Saturday, happy Saturday. You tuned in to the Council Radio Nellyville show. I'm your girl, Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry every Saturday, because that's how we do it. We got three big ones today, but first I got to give it up for everybody that's rocking with me and that been supporting me. Shout out to DJ 7, a team in the mix, my family, the Council, 12 rounds of music. Peace to the guys in the earth. Gotta do that, gotta do that. Oh, ooh, it's a lot, it's a lot. But shout out to everybody anyway. My UK family, it's a long list. But we got interviews going down. The first, we got three on the night, y'all, three of them. Y'all know how Nelly do. So the first one is at 6:30. We got Shanti Renee. Pretty girl, that's all I'm going to say. Y'all got to stay tuned. She's calling in at 6:30. Then we got 7 o'clock. Oh, my, my, my. We got Johnny Blaze, yo. Johnny Blaze, yo. Calling in at 7. Yeah. Nelly doing her thing. Shout out to you, DJ 7. On the other end, Johnny Blaze, y'all. Calling in at 7. Don't miss it. 7:30. Yep. It's busy. I told you Nelly be working. Got Jason. Jason in the building calling in at 7:30. So, y'all know what Nelly do before she do her thing. She give her little shout-outs to the people that are that interview. You know, so I got to shout-out my girl, Nisha Nache. Big shout-out to you, Ma, doing your things. She's telling y'all new days. New Dallas. Hey.
Can't be tripping over problems. We know we all got them. How you get back up, they bounce. How you gon' bounce back? Even when they doubt ya. Even if they turn it back on you. When you gotta move without them. Three little fingers to my enemies. People be on fake shit, I ain't into that. Please don't come around with bad energy. I'ma make sure that they remember me. Yeah, I guess I'm made, but I disregard it. Got a big heart, but I keep it guarded. I take all my feelings and I record them. I sit all alone when I'm in the party. People be around, but I feel so lonely. Bitches know I got it, I keep it on me. I already know that they're thinking on me. Wake anybody up, they've been thinking on me. Yeah, love makes the world go around. I just wanna make my mind. Tell me how I look in my crown. I was lost and now I'm found. New days, new dollars. Tomorrow's never promised. Can't be tripping over problems. We know we all got them. How you get back up, they bounce. How you gon' bounce back? Even when they doubt ya. Even if they turn their back on you.
Tell me how I look in my crown. I was lost and now I'm found. New days, new dollars.
That pussy like calamari and Calabasas. I subscribe to her OnlyFans. She tried to trick me, say I'm her only man. That's computer love. Can't nobody tell me who to love.
Give you all of my attention. It's straight shots, no champagne sipping tonight. And Netflix do this massage. And turn that shit off. Cause I love to hear you cussing at me. You never felt.
Keep me fiending. I'm just trying to grant you all your wishes. Sex genie, freaky, nasty, backseat or the bathroom. I don't even remember what I said, so don't you ask me. Whatever keep you happy, don't take this shit to heart. Cause we was in the moment, but that shit stay in the dark.
Be the way I put it on you, got you falling. Stay fly when it's 5 in the morning. Keep the ice when I ride, cause I'm ballin'. Oh yeah, no wonder you keep calling.
Crazy when I talk when we fucking, but it's crazy cause if I ain't had nothing, we wouldn't be talking to fucking. I bust a nut and that's the inner discussion. I fuck you like it was our last time. I know it's lust, I'll say that I love you. I might just whisper in your ear and tell you nobody gon' fuck you like me. That shit turn around, she look back up like I'ma make you wife me. I push on her legs, I go in deep and she don't even fight it. I won't stop until we reach the the climax, I'ma keep on climbing. Look me in my eyes and say it's mine, but I just know she lying. Always on the grind, I don't have time for no wine and dining. I can find another you before you can go find a dime. You gon' make that pussy come for daddy, is my favorite line.
Pick the way I put it on you, got you falling. Now you slide when it's 5 in the morning. Keep the ice when I ride, cause I'm balling. Oh yeah, no wonder you keep calling. You know it's a vibe, going all night. Look me in the eyes, got me sick fly. Oh baby, it's a vibe, going all night. Look me in the eyes, got me sick fly. Yeah. It's a vibe, it's a vibe, it's a vibe.
Woody, pleasure to meet you.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Woody.
Yeah. Look. Nigga, you ain't stepping better, find a nine. The cutie price is part-time, yeah, they spot a nine. The only reason you got dollars, cause you dropping dimes. Yeah, if it's the jungle, then bitch, I'm a lion. Yeah, you ain't up, nigga, stop lying. You ain't the only one that struggle, nigga, stop crying. Niggas, no, they can't hold me, they can stop trying. We don't stop at red lights or them stop signs. I took some L's, but you wouldn't know because my head was up. And you still wouldn't know nothing when my bread is up. Niggas flashing all this money like they like police. They bout to bring them to the yard like they new Khalees. I got them hitters for your boy, better watch your speak. I got them skittles for your boy, but this shit ain't sweet. I got this Zaza in the bag, but this shit ain't cheap. Niggas mad like when Brown went down to the Heat.
You pussy niggas really done lost your mind. You must be tripping if you think you gon' waste my time. You got a couple dollars, but you been dropping dimes. They shooting 30 out the 9 if you cross the line. This that top notch smoke, upper echelon. Get my phone to keep the bomb like he knew Saddam. I'm a real nigga, shout out to my mom. You gon' die, play with mine, keep that shit in mind.
Kill a nigga on the yard, act like we in prison. Yeah, on the 50 yard, booming with your bitches. In this shit, tell him, man, you bitch, man, you crime paid for the time, I'm a iced up criminal. Look at your hoe, she be like, baby, take my number. Got him mad like when Katie left the thunder. Kill his mama, no, hit his mama, motherfucker. Little slugs in my mouth, bitch, can't get a slug from me. Do a whole show, 380 in my left pocket. Trap full of plugs, look like Best Buy. These bricks, B.I.G., came from Best Buy. Feel like you trying to do some bullshit, boy, you best not. Yeah, ho, I'm the third man, fuck around with Jay. I'm red shirts in Omaha, looking like State Farm. Ain't wrong with made men that you can't harm. You shoot a op quick as hell if he ain't armed.
You pussy niggas really done lost your mind. You must be tripping if you think you gon' waste my time. You got a couple dollars, but you been dropping dimes. They shooting 30 out the 9 if you cross the line. This that top notch smoke, upper echelon. Yeah, my bro to keep the bomb like he knew Saddam. I'm a real nigga, shout out to my mom. You gon' die, play with mine, keep that shit in mind.
Murder, kill, that's just how I feel. Brody rolling off the pills, screaming, this a drill. Youngin' flipping through them packs, I'm talking vacuum seal. Huh, see you later, paper chest, I'm trying to touch a meal. Caught a case down, I bet y'all thought this shit was over. Now I'm a bitch, turn up the stone, it's that scuba hunting told. I bet these hoes gon' feel my dirty when I put that bitch in motion. When I hop up in that Benz 550 and I be flowin'. When I push up in the 6, I can't lie, I be truly told. Mister put him on the news, free Rello, you know he goin'. This is the neighborhood bully in the county, I was hoein' niggas. You the type of nigga, get commissary and be on niggas. I be poppin' things, now I'm getting tunnel vision. Left the burner in the club, lookin' for the opposition. I had to pull before I dove up in that water, I was fishing. We be really taking risks, applying pressure, chasing chicken.
You pussy niggas really done lost your mind. You must be tripping if you think you gon' waste my time. You got a couple dollars, but you been dropping dimes. They shooting 30 out the 9 if you cross the line. This that top notch smoke, upper echelon. Yeah, my bro to keep the bomb like he knew Saddam. I'm a real nigga, shout out to my mom. You gon' die, play with mines, keep that shit in mind. Bitch!
Time and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a bitch who nigga wanna fuck on me. My face bomb, ass tight, racks stuck up, shack height, jury on me, flashlight. I've been listening last night, hit him with that good, good, make a nigga act right. Broke boys don't deserve no pussy.
I know that's right.
Party, huh?
with him, cause a nigga love a toxic bitch. Niggas out here playing, gotta make them understand. Ain't no ring on my finger, you ain't going on my grand. And my face bomb, ass tight, rack sack of shag tight. Jury on me flashlight, I been listening last night. Hit him with that good, good, make a nigga act right. Broke boys don't deserve no pussy,
I know that's right.
I've been sober, I started some very emotional heavy lifting, but I know I have a gift and a heavenly mission, so I'ma get a new life by living life totally different.
This is a me.
A true man, inshallah. East African name for father is Baba. I will not be an average Joe, no, not by far. I name my beautiful baby daughter Baha. It's Arabic for splendid glory. I tell her we all can make our own end of our story. Our intro is just our entrance to chapter one, and we can make a clean cut like when an actor's done. Forward ever, run.
I know I will.
say you really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Feeling like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me.
Back into the Council Radio Nellyville show. I'm your girl Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry, because that's what I do. So we got our first artist on the line. Let me see. Shanti, are you on the line?
Shanti Renee.
Shanti. I got it right.
Hey.
Shanti, what's going on, girl?
What's up? I'm good.
Okay, happy Woman Power Month.
Yay, happy Woman Power Month.
Right, and you dropping the Pretty Girl, so please let everybody know a little bit about who Shanti Renee is.
Well, I'm Shanti Renee, the First Lady of UNCAMP. I'm a singer, songwriter, performer. I just dropped my new single, Pretty Girls. It's really hot in the streets of ATL, Georgia. All the DJs are playing it. And I just dropped a video with it, and it's doing well. That's me.
Okay. So when did you realize you wanted to be involved with music?
I've been singing since I was five. So since I remember, but I think when I wanted to pursue that career, I was like 13 years old. I seen Janet Jackson on television, Britney Spears, a couple of other artists, Whitney Houston, Destiny's Child. And after that, I was like, oh yeah, I want to do this.
Right. Okay. So how long you been taking music seriously?
Probably 5 years now, almost six. I've been signed to Boot Camp for 5 years. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's up? So what were some of your experiences like while you were perfecting your craft?
Oh, man, performing at empty places.
Hey.
Performing at venues, they only had like two people or five people. Just a lot. I mean, artist development classes, you know, just working with choreographers, vocal training, recording the studio. You know, it's just the same stuff, but that part right there is a big deal. Like, you have to still put on a full show and then nobody's in the audience, but you still get fans. So that's one of my, you know, biggest memory.
Right. Okay, that's up. As a DJ, we get that too. But then I'd be like, I'm having so much fun, I don't even notice.
I just pretend like it was millions of people there. So, but I did get to perform my first year I started at Phillips Arena. Right now it's called the State Farm Arena now in Atlanta, Georgia, but it was the Phillips Arena. I opened up for R. Kelly. I think it was one of his last tour, the whatever tour, that chocolate tour, not chocolate tour. What was that?
Whatever tour.
Yeah, I opened up for him, and that was like 20,000 people. It was a sold out show.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great goal right there. So tell me, what are some of your other goals in the field of music?
I'm looking to go into them Grammys. I'm ready to get some Grammys, like five or six, and then just be number one on the pop charts and the R&B charts and the hip hop and R&B charts, all of them. I'm trying to, you know, get all those charts number one on the Billboard charts, with the Hot 100, all of that. That's
all of that. Okay, I'm blaming Gira. Mm-hmm. Okay, so wait, who would you love to work with? Because I heard Pretty Girls. When I heard it, I was like, oh, my God, she going to be fire.
it would be dope if Megan Thee Stallion want to come drop some love on it. But I love Megan. You know, she's in my Aquarius system, an Aquarius. Megan, Rihanna. I love Rihanna. Who else I like? I like Lil Uzi Vert. I mean, anybody. I mean, but those are the main people I love.
Okay, so you've been in the business for about 5 or 6 years, so I can ask you this. What would you love to see happen in the business of music?
It's already starting to happen. Them pay more attention to like chocolate women. Like, I want to see more chocolate women be in the forefront instead of just all light skin. Nothing against light skin, beautiful women. But I feel like we need more brown skin role models. I'm one of them, but I just don't want it to just be me. I want it to be multiple females that's brown skin and being in leadership.
Right.
So
exactly.
I just want them to stop. Yeah. Stop always signing light skin girls.
Right.
let's make a balance.
Well, Cicely Tyson said it best. It was hard for her to get her start, and we should get her book. Get her book. It says it all in there about the brown skin girl.
It's true. I mean, they're getting better at it now, but I just, you know, I'd rather for, you know, I think Meg is a brown girl, but it's only one. Like, it's multiple light skin girls and one brown girl. So
that's all. I miss Foxy Brown.
right.
Okay,
Foxy Brown
so
is so
awesome.
Pretty.
Right, she is. So let's talk about this pretty girl's look, since we're on the subject of pretty girls. How did that come about?
So the secret is I actually recorded that song in 2016. We wrote and DJ Monte produced it. Me and Farah Shahi wrote it. And the point was to get people off the couches of the clubs and just start dancing again. We tired of everybody just sitting down, just looking at each other at the club. We wanted the people to actually start dancing again. We wanted to bring back old Atlanta, because every time we went to the club, everybody was sitting down doing nothing. So we made that song thinking about the clubs. And right. That's how it came about. We didn't release it until last year. So I dropped it last year, and then I dropped the video this year. And that was the history of that song. Like, it was just really for people to start dancing again.
Okay, so is this the first single off the EP?
Yes, you can say that. I mean, I think You is the first single. I have a song before I released that one. It's called You, and I think that's like the first single.
Okay, so you know we got to get all this information, because I didn't get a chance to look. I would have found you already.
Yeah, you is on all platforms. It's a video to that too. Monte's in the video. It's on everything. It's the letter U. It's the letter U. It's not YOU. It's just the letter U.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, but look, what we're going to do is we're going to get into the song. Don't hang up. The interview not over. But I need you to introduce it in your pretty girl voice. You know, do that.
Okay. All right. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is your queen, Shantae Renee. You about to listen to my new single, Pretty Girls. Yes. Drop that. Gimme. I'm like, it's not saying gimme.
No, I turned it up loud, girl. I heard it. Getting it. Hey. Yeah. And then while I was listening to it, when you said Megan Thee Stallion would be good on this, I'm listening and like, oh, yeah, she would be real nasty on heat.
Yeah. Yes. she was like taken to another level.
Right, all the way turned up. All the way.
Yeah, she would be lit. I'm praying for that. Go ahead.
Right. We gonna get it because I think I'm gonna share that and tag her in it. On all platforms.
Ooh, yeah.
I got you.
You know
I
what? I need to do that. I need to start tagging her.
Mm-hmm.
I need to start doing that.
Hey, make
idea.
This a TikTok. Make this a TikTok. Yes, make it a TikTok.
Oh yeah, I have it on TikTok. A couple of people have done it already, some young people. It's
okay,
still
it's still going.
Yes. Yeah, it's still going in motion, but I had like I post two of them on my page. It's two little
okay.
Teenagers. They're like teenagers. They have to be teenagers. They didn't did it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me pull DJ Seven in on here. He wants to ask you questions. The Seven.
Yo, DJ Nelly,
hey.
Bill, and Shantae Renee. What's up, Queens? How y'all doing?
What's up?
Yo.
How you doing?
I know y'all been. Yeah, I was tuning in. I heard that Pretty Girls, that was a revamp. That's a 2020-21 version right there because I knew, 2016-15 you had did that Pretty Girls and was it with T-Pain,
I
think?
I never did that. So I never released that song. That song was just in my vault. Yeah, it's we just when we recorded it, we thought it wasn't ready to come out yet because I wanted people to appreciate it. I didn't want people to be like, oh, okay, I'll look over it. So I end up releasing it later on.
Okay, yeah. It, like, I'm quite sure, yeah, when people hear that, it's like, man, they standing up, leaning up against the wall or at the bar like, oh, hey, let you know, start moving. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I've been back and forth to Atlanta a whole lot and stuff, and I believe you're the first lady on Camp.
First girl that ever got signed, and the only girl.
Yeah, and so how did you connect with Camp, and why did you decide to choose them?
So I was singing on Instagram. I posted a video of me singing, and I was following DJ Monte at the time. I think I liked one of his pictures. And he decided to look at my page, and I liked one of his pictures. And he discovered me there, and he hit me in the DM saying, do you have any songs recorded? And I said, yes. He said, well, I need you to meet me at Camp office because we need to talk. I said, cool. So I came up there, and then when I came up there, he was like, well, we're looking for a new R&B artist, and we want it to be you. And I was like, oh, okay. He was like, so you cool with that? I was like, yeah, I'm cool with that. It literally happened just like that. He was like, we're looking for an R&B artist, and he was like, I like your style. I think you dope. And he said, this is the direction we want to go. He said, are you cool with it? I said, of course. I grew up with Oop Camp. So I grew up with, Walk It Out, DJ Unk, and Baby D. So I knew who they were. I really didn't know who DJ Monte was. I didn't even know him. I had to educate myself on him at the time. But, I was happy. I accepted it because I knew who they were. So it was, and then when I found out I was the first person, the first female to ever get signed, that was a big deal for me, too. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely doing this.
Okay, for the people that's out there that really don't know about Camp, can you give us a little history about Camp?
Sure. So Big Oomph is the creator. He's the boss. Big Oomph. His name is Big Oomph. And Camp is, the record label Big Oomph Records. And then they created DJ Unk Walk It Out. They created DJ Unk Two Step. They did Flow Rida Low, which is all DJ Monte's productions. DJ Monte is a legendary DJ and producer. They have Baby D, East Side, West Side. I mean, so many songs. They had Walk It, Talk It. So Walk It, Talk It was a remake from Camp. So if y'all know Walk It, Talk It, Walk It, Talk It was actually made by a group in Camp first. That was a remake. So they were the originators of Walk It, Talk It. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and as we know, you've been, put into the mix of all of that. Let the people know about making hit records, some of the pros and cons, because I know y'all be on the grind, that 24/7 studio stuff.
Yes. You said, what's the steps of making a good song? Whew. So basically, if you get it wrong, you got to keep doing it. So if you wrote a line that's wrong or a hook that's wrong, you recorded it. If they don't like it, if your team doesn't like it, you have to re-record it. If your vocals are messed up, you got to re-record it. The hit record, when you make a really good song, sometimes it's easy. Let me say, sometimes I recorded a song and it was easy. And then, you know, it was like a one take. But most of the time, it takes like days and sometimes weeks to get a dope record out. So even with Pretty Girls, I think we wrote that like 4 or 5 times before we got it right.
Okay, okay. So mm-hmm. One of the biggest things with that being down in the ATL, have you ever performed, being down there in the ATL,
okay.
Have you, I'm quite sure you have, but have you ever performed Day Bashes? And when
yes.
Your first time when you did do one of the birthday bashes, how did you feel when you walked out on the stage?
Yes, I did Hot 107.9 Birthday Bash, I think 2017, and that was an amazing experience. I mean, it was so many people in the crowd. I literally zoned out on stage, and I had an amazing time. Me and my dancers, we killed that shit. It was so good. My performance was so good that year that when I went to the concert, I walked down the street, and it was like, that's that girl who was wearing white that was dancing on stage. It was like, that's that girl who was on stage dancing. I was like, wow, y'all remember? That was crazy. But, like, that's how good the performance was that year. So, yes, that was a very good performance and a very good time.
Dope.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you just one more question and let Nellyville get back to you. On your on the introduction album, you have wrote mm-hmm. a song called The One. How did you come up? What was your mindset and what were you thinking about when you wrote that song?
Oh, The One. I was just thinking about myself. Like, I feel like any man that meet me, you know, at the time, I'm always the one. I'm always that girl that you're going to fall in love with and make me want to become your wife. You're going to always make me your wife. So that's what I was thinking about. I was thinking about myself.
I like
that. Okay. Even though I said that was the last one, but okay, now, okay. So on The One now, and on that same album, the introduction album, you have wrote a song, Follow Your Dreams. Now break that one down for us.
Well, Follow Your Dreams was about me stop doing music and coming back. So, you know, I kind of came, did it for a little bit, and then I came back. And then I just wanted to tell people to follow their dreams because you just never know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't ever stop following your dreams because if you really do it, it's going to happen for you. But I really wrote that for people who be, you know, second-guessing themselves and always doubting themselves, because I've done it. I've doubted myself. I second-guessed myself. Like, I'm not that good. I'm all right. And I shouldn't have did that. So I wrote that song to let people know, please don't doubt yourself. Please don't second-guess yourself. Follow your dreams and go through with it. It's going to be hard, but do it. So that's what I wrote that for.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and let Nellyville take it back over. But as you know, we're keeping track on what you're doing, and we appreciate you blessing the world, you know, with your lyrics and your voice. And any, you know, just reach out to us. We here, you know, to help, you know, get your music out, anything that you're doing, performing, whatever, just let us know. You know, we here for you, and stay blessed.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Nellyville. Peace out. Let me get to my other show. All right, peace.
Right. Okay. All right, Shante. You know I am going to keep Pretty Girls in heavy rotation. First, I'm going to need you to give out your social media. Wait so I can get my pen, because I want to make sure I got your YouTube.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so my Instagram is I am Shante Renee, Shontereneee. Twitter is @ Shante Renee. YouTube is Shantae Renee. But all my videos are on Big Oop Records YouTube page. And everything else is just Shantae Renee, S-H-O-N-T-E-R-E-N-E-E. Everything, Twitter, Facebook, Shantae Renee.
Okay. Look, I had to write all that down.
Oh, and TikTok is Shantae Renee.
Oh, yeah. You forgot about that. TikTok.
Yep. TikTok is at Shantae Renee, the queen. That's what TikTok
okay.
is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get that. I like TikTok. And then I'll be trying to do it. I'll be trying to do it. So, okay.
Yeah, you should do a video. You should do a video and on TikTok
right.
and at me, and I'll post it on my page.
Okay, I got you. But first, we already gave a little bit of words of wisdom with what DJ 7 was asking in one of the questions. So before you go, I want you to give a little words of wisdom to somebody out there trying to do what you're doing.
Okay, so... any new artist is coming in, stay consistent, work hard, surround yourself with positive people and a great team, and always put out your best work. Don't put out no mediocre work. Don't put no, I kind of like it. If you don't really like it, do not put it out. And make sure you have a team around you that know the same thing. Always have a great team and always put out your best work.
Right. So you give out some shout-outs.
Yeah, shout out to Unk Cam. Shout out to my fiance, DJ Monte. He discovered me when he came, my fiance, because I'm the one. I'm just playing.
Hey!
But shout out to my fiance, DJ Monte. Shout out to the whole Unk Camp, all the artists on Unk Camp. Shout out to, all the new artists coming up. Yep, ATL, we in the house.
Okay, well. Shantae, thank you so much for calling in today, and congratulations on the engagement. Got to slide that in
thank
there.
You.
You are the one. I had so much fun with you tonight, so you have yourself a safe weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. Peace.
Okay. Okay, bye.
All right, y'all, that was the first interview done. We got another interview calling in at 7. Johnny Blaze, I can't wait for her to call in. But wait, because before she call in, I got this song that I've been on. One of my favorite songs by her, so got to play it. So, Hold on. Let's get to it. Okay, so yeah, Johnny Blaze calling in at 7. Let's see. This song right here is called Pussy Control. Yep, let's get it.
Make a fun of time, it's me, it's a get in my face.
Got the ice on my neck, got the city on spice. Yeah. The cup with the dice, yeah. Shaking up the light. Got to take one to it. Ain't there you to it. Yeah. Don't talk, just do it. Do see it. The money get to it. Y'all boy so late. Yeah. Radio won't play. Late. Yeah. That great. Play out when you fade. Pop out of like this. Put a model like this. Hit the trap, go fit. Network with it. They ain't messing with you.
I ain't worried about nothing. I'ma have a little fun. We gon' party and get lifted.
Drop money, anything.
I got mucho dinero. Throw confetti up and let it rain. Popping bottles.
Ain't worried about nothing. I ain't thinking about that. I don't need a new friend. Tell them to move back. Big money gon' talk. Little money post out. Mud tires on the truck. Outside in the vault.
Boss.
Come over here, chill and hang with a G. Drink anything that you want, it's on me. Girl, you fucking with a real one. Baby, I'ma give you what you came for. I'm not worried about nothing tonight. We gon' have a party tonight. I ain't worried about nothing. Throw confetti up and let it rain.
Let it rain.
Popping bottles.
Shorty, what's up? Mueve el montón. Vamos pa' la pista y let's have some fun. Ain't worried about nothing porque tengo yo la paca.
Gusta como baila la blanquita y la mulata.
Salimos para la avenida sin preocupación. La meta de la noche es la diversión. No estoy yo con torre, cero conversación. Lo que quiero que lo baile con mi canción.
I ain't worried about nothing. I'ma have a little fun. We gon' party and get lifted.
Money,
anything. I got mucho dinero. Throw confetti up and let it rain. Popping bottles with some models.
You tune back into the Council Radio Nellyville Show. I'm your girl Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry. Woo! Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what time it is. Let me bring her in. Let me bring her in. Johnny Blaze, are you on the line?
Hello?
Are you on the line? Who's on the line?
Hi, it's Johnny. How are you?
Good. Hey, Johnny, what's going on?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so, so much to take time out of your busy day to have this interview. And my first question is, how did you come up with the name Johnny Blaze?
Well, my name right now is Japel. That's my government name. So that's what I go by. But I got Johnny Blaze from someone was saying it. And I was like, okay, this is my name.
Right.
I like that name.
Okay,
so,
right, I love it. So my favorite song, that I know you from your music. I never knew you were on a sitcom. I never knew that until like 2 days ago. So my bad, because
it's okay.
I played my favorite song, Pussy Control.
Yeah, that's my favorite. That's one of my favorite records.
Right, I love it. So can you please
you.
Just let the everybody that's listening, let everybody know a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, so my name is Japel. Some of you guys know me as Johnny Blaze, and I am a recording artist. I sing and I play instruments. I just love music because my passion has been that since I was born. And, yeah, I'm pretty, you know, easygoing. Like, I'm very... Nothing like, I wouldn't say spectacular. I just love music and it speaks for itself. So I can't really explain it because there's so much love behind it. So
right.
Yeah.
So who are some of your influences?
Oh my God. Sade, Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill, Aretha Franklin, Patti LaBelle, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Beyonce.
Okay.
Fantasia, Jasmine Sullivan, honey, Mariah Carey, Billie Holiday. I just,
ooh.
Then I like rock and roll. I like EDM. I love, you know, I love Kiss. I love Maroon 5. I'm different. I grew up off of different music over time. At one time it was the NSYNC, you know, and people are like, why do you like them? I'm like, well, sometimes it's not the voice. It could be the entertainment. Britney Spears, I love her entertainment when she first came out. Christina Aguilera, I loved her entertainment and her singing. It's just
right.
Different reasons for different things. So I couldn't even pinpoint one person that I like because my brain just instantly goes into telling you all those names. Oh, I forgot Brandy, Monica.
Right. Old school. Go back a little bit.
Toni Braxton. Toni Braxton. Like, yeah. Faith Evans.
Okay, so I want to know, when did you realize music is what you wanted to do?
Oh, since I was like 6 years old, I was playing classical music on the piano at the age of 6. I really started getting into it at the age of 9. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm born with it. And I always tell people your talent is just, you have to get older to realize you have the talent. But I do believe people always had it all their lives. They just don't know, so they're like, oh, I didn't know I could do that.
Classical music, that is dope.
Thank
dope.
You.
So I know you know this. When you listen to music, you are listening to every sound because you know that classical sound. That's dope.
Thank you. Yes, it's pretty cool. Like I don't know. Even when people talk to me, I listen to them as a tempo. Like everything to me around my whole life is music. So
right,
it's pretty
right.
cool. People tell me, like, can you teach me how to play piano? I'm like, I hear by ear. I don't read music. So yeah.
Right. Exactly. So tell everybody a little bit about some of your experiences. What were they like while you were perfecting your craft?
Say it again. I'm sorry. It kind of went out.
What were your experiences like while you were perfecting your craft?
I would say like the ups and downs, do you mean? Or like the just the experiences with different artists?
Yeah.
I have some highs and lows. I mean, there's times at a moment of my life, I felt like, I know I have a passion for it, but I feel like no one's paying attention. So I had to get, like, my mental and get in a space where I care more about myself than what other people think. And starting with that, then you focus on the music. You know, and I always tell people this in almost every interview. Like, if your mental's not right, you're not going to go far. So I have wonderful people around me that push that. So I got that together. Those were the highs and lows, I would say. And then the high moments is getting in. Finally, when you get your mental together, you get everything together and you're in that good space for music, then that's when the ups come, like working with Macy Gray and working with NLE Chopper, working with Neo.
Right.
And these are people that's in different, totally different worlds of music. But it's cool that I grew up off of listening to different music and I'm able to jump to different music, reggae music from Elephant Man and Beanie Man I work with, then go mm-hmm. back over to Fetty Wap, then go back over to Kevin Gates, then Macy Gray. So it's like, I'm getting the whole entire experience with the ups and downs and just the little history I'm giving you of the music. And I wouldn't change it for nothing because they're the best moments in my life. You know,
right.
You have to have highs and lows to be thankful when you have to have the lows so you can be thankful for the highs. Well, for me, for my experience.
Right.
Because I've
exactly.
had a lot of lows, you know. I've had a lot of the issues with being sad and depressed because nobody paid attention. And now it's like when I go out with my people and my label, it's like, oh, hi, Johnny, I love your music. And I'm like, oh, this is dope. So I get just as much excited as they do. So,
right.
That's pretty cool.
Right. Right. I love your music too. So, Johnny, any plans in the future for acting?
I'm sorry, it went out. I'm so sorry.
Any plans in the future for acting?
Why does everyone ask me that?
Like, you're good.
Not in a bad way. But, like, it's like, maybe I should take up, you know, after the music takes off, like, maybe do both at the same time. But I can see that in my future year.
Right.
That'd be pretty cool.
Right.
It's just funny people ask
you're
me that.
You're talented.
I don't know what people ask me.
Right.
Thank you.
So I'm going to bring DJ Seven on the line so he can ask you some couple of questions.
Okay.
Yo, yo, once again, want to say what's up to Johnny Blaze and DJ Nelly via the Queens. How y'all doing?
Great.
Can you hear me, Johnny?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I was saying, giving y'all an introduction, hi, Nellyville and Johnny Blaze, the Queens.
Hi.
Yeah. Okay. I was kind of listening to the interview, and I noticed you said that you play different types of instruments. So, like, which instruments do you play, and which one have you mastered? Which one is your main love?
My main love is piano. I play acoustic guitar, electric. Well, all the guitars are just different string numbers from 4 to 6 or either, you know, however many. So electric bass. I started up violin, but I feel that I need to get back more into it so I can fully say that I know how to fully do it. And then drums and any type of piano. So, yeah, they're all my favorites, but I started off with piano.
Okay, so what drew you to the piano?
My grandmother had one. My great-grandmother had one in her house in New York, and then when I got down to Florida with my other grandmother, she had a keyboard, but it wasn't mine, so my mom got me a keyboard for home, and I would just sit there, and she would give me these cassette tapes to just listen to and play, and I would just hear by ear, because, you know, we couldn't afford, like, to, like, get classes and stuff like that. She's like, teach yourself, and I'm like, okay. And I just started listening to classical, like Beethoven, Mozart, you know, Wolfgang, and I enjoyed it. Like that I was really like a kid for music. So that's kind of how it started.
Oh, okay, okay. And I heard that, you know, we know, as you said, you like, you know, that you listen to different genres of music and so forth and so on. So how was it working with Elephant Man?
That was fun. You know, it was a lot of difficulties as far as, you know, me getting the video. Because at the time I was filming for the TV show Growing Up Hip Hop, and a lot had happened with production. And my goal was to get the song done. And what happened is we missed his schedule, and he came in 3 days later. So I had to stay in Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica, by myself with my production. And he instantly was like, you know what, I feel so bad because, you know, you're not from here. So I know you're cool in your town, but this is my town, so I'm going to show you around. So he made sure everything was good. We did the video. He was really, really respectful, really cool. And I can really say that I have an artist that people know across the world that is my friend. Like, it's pretty cool to be like, yeah, Elephant Man is my friend.
Yeah. So I know can you set up the vibe that y'all – you know, in the studio or how, you know,
we actually did the song through email. So we didn't see each other till months later in person till we flew to Jamaica. So the chemistry there, like I really have a great friend, and Beanie Man's another artist that I, after Elephant Man, then I did a record with Beanie Man. So I was really, really happy.
Okay. Can you set that picture up a visual? Because I know with Benny Man,
That was the same thing. I ended up, you know, emailing it, and it was emailed back, and we just stayed in contact. But I wanted to do a record, a video for it, but my schedule got kind of crazy. His did too, so you never know. We have not met each other in person yet, but we do stay in contact because of the song and stuff. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to kind of go back a little bit. Like, you had did a song with Rich Andrews, and it was called Can I. How did y'all come up with that? How did you choose Rich
and
the title of that song?
Me and Rich, like, been friends, because it's a Houston thing. It's like a high school. Like, you have your clique of friends, and I had a friend that could really sing. So we ended up just, he submitted that, his verse,
And then I was like, okay, so it's like a girl response. So I was like, okay, so I did my response on my half. And then we just put it like, can I? Because it's asking you, like asking another person, like, can I do this? Can I do this with you? And so we were just like, let's just name it, can I?
Oh, okay. You make it sound like it was so like, boom. Okay, here we go. Bam. There, you know, you guess you got those skills like that, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty easy because once I know the emotion or what the concept or topic is, I just instantly start writing and it's cool. So it's pretty easy for me because I love it so much.
So have you ever thought about maybe writing books?
No, it's more of the music and
okay.
If I did a book, it would be more for like people to see more in depth of my life. But I haven't lived my full life yet. I haven't lived my full life yet, so I gotta wait.
Okay. And how was it working with Zave Tobin on that on your song Time?
Zave Tobin knows my former manager, which was Deb, and that's like kind of a family thing, like where I play piano. I started playing piano. They called me Baby Zave Tobin up under this. I'm like, who? I said, wait a minute. I know who Zave Tobin is. And so when I contacted him, we just ended up, he had this concert that he was doing like 54 cities, and he was like down to his last 30, and I was like, I'll go to all of them. You know, I'll pay. He didn't have a, you know, like a budget for me. I just really wanted to perform in front of a big crowd. And I know his crowd was very different from what people think. Like, for example, Waka Flocka's crowd is a lot of like German descent people, a lot of, you know, Caucasian and a lot of Asian people. People don't know that. So you don't really know what people's fan base is. That's actually what Zave Tobin is. So I was like, I'll pay my own fare, you know, my own hotel, my own stuff. And my gift at the end of the concert that I did was like 10 tracks for free. And he was like, here you go. I want you to work on these. So that was one of his records. And I put him featured in it, and we ended up doing a video on the song.
Okay. See, that's what's up right there. See, you really believed in what you wanted. You seen a bigger picture. It was a bigger picture that you was looking at. And that's one of the things I try to tell people, like with me. You know, do a lot of stuff for free because I'm looking at the bigger picture.
Bigger picture.
You know, it building relationships and stuff
it's nothing like having friendships with people.
Yeah. And then how I don't know, was it the same way how with Benny Man and Elephant Man, you had did a song with Little Donald, and it was called Way Up. How was that interaction, and how did y'all come up with that song?
It's the same way. Everything is the same way with me because it's everyone has a strategy. That's my strategy. I always reach out. I'm a true all the way around artist. I'm not quiet. You know, there's different type of artists. Some people are quiet. I have no choice but to talk. My background, my story of what I went through, and everything put me in a position where I have no choice but to speak, and I don't mind because my background, like I said, is such a strong story. So I just use that to my ability. I DM people, hey, want to do a song, want to work, want to network, what are we doing? And it happens like that every time. So that's the same thing with him, and that's one of my friends. I always stay friends with people. Like, I don't really fall out with like too many people. I have like pretty cool people around me.
Okay. And then more coming up to date again. You had a song called Yay. And how did you come up with that?
That was the record that I decided to go off of Josie and the Pussycats, which was a cartoon that I watched when I was younger. And I noticed that I played a lot of instruments, and all the girls in the girl band played instruments, and they had this catchy song. And I'm like, you know what? What if I did that as the, like, in real life, like, form for this song? Because it's so, like, boppy, kind of like how Josie and the Pussycats were. So I reenacted it. I wrote it out. I was co-director of the filming. I was co-director of the on-set building. I build sets, too, so it's like really cool. And from there we just filmed the human version, I guess you could say, of Josie and the Pussycats. It's just reenacting everybody. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and let Nellyville take back over. But one of the things that I want to say, definitely, we appreciate the grind that you've gone through, and you're still going. That's, you know, being blessed, and you still got blessings to come. And we appreciate, you know, man. If it's just like, I kind of look at it like with your story, because I followed you, and you know. And you're still here, and got, and by talking to you, all the things that, you know, you're so well-rounded. And when you say artist, I'm looking at you as a musician, you know, all the way, because you're, you know, oh my God, there's so much to you, and there's so much in you. And no matter what, do not let them put your fire out, because you, like you said, you haven't lived your full life yet. You've been through a lot. You've done a lot, but you still haven't stopped. You're not letting none of that, you know, you do your thing. If the blessings ain't, if that people ain't bringing blessings to you, then tell them to step aside, you know. But let me go ahead. Yeah, let me go ahead and get off this phone. But definitely, you always in my prayers, and always, you know, keep them blessings going. Hey, thanks for giving us your time. And anything, you know, we could do, anything, you performing somewhere, whatever, if we can help promote, do whatever, it's all about the love.
Thank you. You know, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, this DJ 17 in the mix. I'll let y'all go.
All right, Johnny. Ladies, look, now, I got a question. I want to know, what would you love to see happen in the business of music?
Me come through the door.
You already through the door.
You know what I'm saying? They gotta get a dose of this. I don't see nothing else. And it's not being cocky, it's being confident. I don't see nothing else. You gotta go tunnel vision sometimes. Sometimes
right.
I don't know what's going on in the world. I only know about myself. What's gonna happen that's gonna change the game is me.
I like the way you put that. What's gonna happen, what's
Thank
gonna
you.
Change the game is me.
Little
on
me.
Okay. So, do you have a foundation, or are you connected to a positive organization?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Do you have a foundation, or are you connected to a positive organization?
Yes, I do give back, but I'm not a part of it. It's just me by myself. I'll be home bored, and I'm like, you know what? Me and my team would be like, all right, $1,000, let's go and give back some food. Let's go and pop up at five families at DMU that have kids and go buy diapers and stuff. Like, I'm a little different. I don't go buy the books. I guess eventually
right.
the bigger I get and people will want to join the movement that I do, I'm just a random person. I see somebody hurting, or I see, you know, when 21 Savage would have his give backs for the kids for school, I'll pull up with my friends with six cars deep of stuff that I done wiped out the whole dollar store, Walmart, Target, of different stuff and
right.
give it back to kids. Like, I do footwork, and I'm not caring whether to be recognized. So I do a lot of humanitarian work and a lot of giving back and donations. But I don't – I guess it doesn't, you know, I don't care for the look of it. I just genuinely like helping people. So I am.
Right.
I guess you could say it's the Johnny Blaze movement, the Von Krishna movement.
Right. That's what it is. So, okay, so we got to get into the song. I need to know about Back In. Let me know what you was thinking when you came up with Back In.
I was being cocky, but I was speaking facts. Everything I said in there, I meant, you know? Like, it's just you getting your bag. Everybody got to get in the bag type of song. You have multiples of them. Beyonce got a lot of them. And
right.
like, getting the bag songs, other people might feel like that. Like, 100 fans, pop my shit, they bite my shit, run it up. Fuck that
hey.
Nigga, I made it lit. In the club, pussy popping, know what's up. ATL ho, fuck around, make your head, but mobbing with my girls, yeah, that's my bitch. Like, you would say that to your friends. Like, you know, you going out, like, mobbing with my girls, that's my chick. Like, they say I'm too cocky. I know that shit. Like it's an anthem for yourself when you wake up and you just, you know, feeling yourself.
Right.
And then the chorus, like, you know, it's like your chorus, you know, your chorus telling you hide your nigga, hide your wife. It's like, no, hide everybody because I'm the shit. So I warn you, if you got any type of insecurities or anything, that ain't my problem because everybody going to love me. Like, that's
right.
Kind of where I was at with it. I didn't have at the time management. I was independent. And now I am. I'm signed to GCM, and which is Green Team Music. So back before I signed with them, I was kind of by myself. And
right.
I was pissed. And I was like, I got money now. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with it. So let's do a crazy video. Let's shoot 10 videos while COVID's going on. And let's sit on them until somebody see me. And somebody see me. And I let it out. And I'm like, oh, I'm on Feeling Myself playlist on Spotify. I'm on BEC Jams premiering. I'm on, okay. Like MTV. Like, this is, you know, it's just dope.
Right.
It's changing,
right.
You know, so back on TV, and I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. So when you just be patient, you can, I had that attitude and that kind of anger, but it was worth it because now the world gets to see it, and it's like, oh, I felt like that before. Let me go ahead and stream that. Like, it's a feel
right.
good song. It's pretty cool.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to get into the track. Don't hang up because we got a few more
okay.
questions and some shout-outs. So please introduce the track.
What's up? This is your girl, Japal, a.k.a. Johnny Blaze, and this is Back In. Make sure you're streaming on all platforms. Wow.
Hey, hey. Radio Nellyville show. I'm your girl Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry. We got the industry on the line, Johnny Blaze. Y'all just heard Back In. If y'all ain't listening to this with y'all homegirl right now, this is the joint of the summer.
Thank you.
So I love it, I love it, I love it. It's definitely going to be in heavy rotation. All your tracks are going to be in rotation. So can you please give out your social media?
My social media is the letter I, the letter M, the letter J-H-O-N-N-I-B-L-A-Z-E. I'm Johnny Blaze. My Snapchat is TheJohnnyBlaze. My Twitter is the letter I, the letter A-M, J-Z-A-P-A-L. My website is www.japel.com. My website also has my merchandise, my Johnny Blaze lighters. We also have a section where if you want promo for your products and stuff, we do stuff like that. My YouTube is Johnny Blaze TV. Yeah, I think that's everything. And my Facebook is Japel Jackson or either Johnny Blaze. And I just found out on the phone while I'm on with you that I am on Spotify Radio. So just found that out.
Okay, I just found that out.
That's different.
But that's dope, though. So everybody go follow right now, right now. I'm going to keep your music in heavy rotation. Can you tell me what's coming up next for the Blaze?
Right now, I'm focused on my EP that's going to be dropping, we're hoping, around June. I'll probably drop next Friday. I'm dropping my record, re-dropping, because we did the video, and the video is almost at 8 million. So now we're dropping the single this Friday, coming up with me featuring Elephant Man. So we're going to redo that. So that drops Friday. And then we're probably going to drop one more single before we drop the EP, which would be around June. So that's what I'm focused on. My main thing is the visuals and giving you guys the emotions of a Gemini, honey.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm going to do. I am going to tag you every time I play a song so you will know. I'm going to follow you on Snap because I'll be on Snap acting crazy, playing the music. So, you know I got to shout you out with that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys for just, like, speaking to me and just really letting me speak about my music and everything. I also, this is a really big thing because I'm very big. I'm a big advocate on that. I also do take it's kind of like a hotline through DM of social media. Sometimes I get on my live and I have these moments where I speak to random people about mental awareness, you know, mental health and health awareness, because I feel like it's shunned upon. And so I'm one of the recording artists that kind of help people get in their space of, like, clarity for themselves and just positive vibes. So if you ever need to want to just express yourself or anything else, I do it. Usually I do it every Friday, so I'm thinking about doing it every Sunday because I'm more less, I don't work as much. But also,
right.
I'm just like an empath down there. I just care about people, and I also have my experiences as being an artist that it's not easy all the time, that it's good to
right.
talk about your mental because you shouldn't, you know, hide it. That's how it becomes worse, and it worsens. So, yeah, that's
right.
about it. And
I totally agree because I have had counseling myself. I've been a counselor. I am also going to be having a counselor on my show. So I will listen in to yours because that's dope. People need to be aware, and we want more women to be aware. So that's dope. I love that.
Yes, men and women, too. I don't want to.
Yeah, we don't want to exclude them.
I started doing it because I feel that I had a lot of men on there that were very vulnerable and they feel embarrassed and like there's no need to. Emotion is an emotion. So,
right.
Yeah, we'll probably do
right.
it this Sunday. I just got to figure out a date. And I just really like being that all-around artist. I look up to artists like Rihanna as far as business women, prima donna, super scent. Like my whole different way of looking at people is different, you know? So the people
right.
I look up to are either I'm fond on, upon, I just really like, so, you know, or either see myself doing something like that. So I'm also in it.
Right. I love that. So, Johnny, you want to give out a little advice to somebody out there trying to do what you're doing?
Honestly, I would say just I'm going to do PG-13. F what anybody thinks. Keep your family and friends. And sometimes you have to distance yourself from family and some friends, but keep the ones that care about you and motivate you, the person that you don't have to beg to post you for a birthday or post you for your business. You don't even have to beg them. They probably posted before you even knew you could send it to them. Like, that type of vibe, because my team, that's what my team stands for. They love me just as much as I love them, and we are pushing my brand, which is our brand. We're a team. It's not an I. So I would say to people, really ignore what people say, because people have said many things to me that I would never do records with people. And then I'm looking Neo dead in his face, and I'm very cool with his wife, Crystal. So I'm like, you know, only God has the last say so, and I don't think he's going to say no. So that's the advice that I give, and it's not easy. It is okay to cry. It is okay to have those moments that go to the gun range and release yourself, or go and take some old bottles and break them or something. But it's nothing wrong with having emotion as long as you can control it at the end of the day. So
right. I love that. That's great advice. So before you go, give them a shout out.
I'm sorry, what was the last? I heard shout out, and then I'm like,
yeah, you want to give out some shout outs before you go?
Of course. I would like to shout out my team, Green Team Music, my label mate, Slavato, also my CEO, Ugly Nose, my management, Jones, Big Chanel, my mom and daddy. Hey, mom and daddy. I'm on radio. My friends, my family, my grandma, Grammy Lane, and all my other grandmothers, Stella, Carol. You know you got to say their names because they get very emotional.
Right. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You going in and out. Okay, so Miss Blaze.
Yes.
I want to thank you so much for calling in, and I appreciate you. I'm definitely going to keep you in rotation, and I can't wait to hear your show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And you have yourself a great weekend, and stay safe.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. All right, y'all know that was the second interview, second interview. We got another interview calling in, but that one went kind of over just a little bit, because that's what we do. We kind of go over a little bit. But we got our next interview calling in. His name is Jason. Jason got it going on. So I'm trying to see how we're going to get into Jason. So let's see. Let's do it like this. Okay, we ain't going to do that one. We ain't going to do that one. I think I got two by Jason. Yes, I do. So let's play one before he call in. I don't know if this is the one he's promoting, but we going to promote them all. We're going to promote the mess out of these. So let's do this one. Let's go.
The rip Jordan, flashing when you flick. pressing on your low light, moving like a show light, yeah. Body like it's low tech, but I'm trying to know that. Figure that's all, oh my, yeah, 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 yeah. Make it glow right, pressing on your low light, moving like a show light, yeah. Body like it's low track, but I'm trying to know that. Figure that's all, oh my, yeah, yeah, yeah. We adore, do it, do it, do it.
Back into the Council Radio Nellyville Show. I'm your girl Nellyville, giving you that heat from the indie to the industry. Just had to give y'all a little taste of what's about to happen. Let me bring them on the line. Jay Sung, what's up?
Hey, hey, how's it going? Happy to be here.
It is going great. So while I got you on the line, let's just talk about it. New York, what up?
New York. Oh man, it was such a blessing to be able to do this whole project. You know, I'm all about just trying to do things a different way, standing out and not thinking inside the box. So it was months and months actually putting the video together. I was able to shoot it at a butterfly museum, so I had butterflies swirling around me. You know, they're crawling up my neck and all that. And ultimately, right. You know, ultimately, like, the sound I'm really going for is just to kind of catch a groove. Groove.
Right, right. So tell us a little bit about some of your influences.
So lately I've been really diving into a lot of underground lo-fi hip-hop, including Toby Lou, Coda the Friend. I'm a huge Anderson .Paak fan. And definitely a big Prince fan.
Okay. I'm in the sunset, but okay.
They, yeah, yeah. You know, I like to really pull from all different types of stuff. My parents taught me super early to be eclectic in what I pursue. So they taught me good. They taught me well.
Right, right. So tell me a little bit about your experiences. What were they like while you were perfecting your craft?
So pretty much I am a self-sustained and self-sufficient artist in that I tried, you know, I face the same issues that many artists face, which is your creativity only goes as far as your wallet goes. So what I did was I really kind of delved in and educated myself in all the various processes of making music, from playing keyboard to singing to rapping to sound engineering and audio mastering to even some of the extensions like film and photography, so that I could have the best chance of getting myself heard while keeping my costs low. So anytime that I'm kind of creating, know that, like, my hands are in probably every single aspect of it, because that also gives you the way to have the maximum creative influence to make sure your vision comes true.
Right. Wow. So when did you realize you wanted to be involved with music?
So I got my musical start very, very early. I started at about like age 14, 15, playing in the church, actually leading my church choir. And choir directing. Yeah. So I started super early. And from there, it just kind of grew into actually my love of slam poetry and performance art. And from there, it's just kind of taken on to a whole different thing.
Okay. So you might know this next question. because you said okay. Poetry. Let me know. You said poetry, so I want to know mm-hmm. what was the first thing you ever wrote and actually said it physically in front of a crowd?
Oh, man. Actually, so my first piece that I ever wrote, it was an ode to Black women. And what it actually happened was my school librarian actually really pushed me into slam poetry. And so we would actually have competitions at my high school, which actually turned into a state competition, which I won 2 years in a row and placed second in the third year and went to nationals as a slam poet with the head of Deaf Poetry Jam as my judge and placed in the top 20.
Okay, that is what's up. So do you remember
what you wrote?
Do you remember?
Oh, man. It's
you know I
want to
hear
long.
This poem.
I can't even lie to you. I can't remember it off top. I mean, I have it, but off top, I can't remember.
Wow. That's okay.
I mean, what, were you trying to hear something?
I was just trying to hear a little something. Go on ahead and say a little something.
Okay, I'll give you one that I'm pretty well known for. All right. I am Black. I want to be no other color but Black. I want to be Pastor T.D. Jakes preaching the gospel as if the Lord had already come. So many confuse and misuse the truth. That means that Black represents evil, that Black represents sin. Bad guys in movies wear black capes while the good wear tights, and that's how I always been. But speak up isn't the tone of the skin, but the tone within. Because Black to me is ingenuity. Black to me is excellence, greatness, endurance, magnificence, heaven sent. So I want to be excellent. So I want to be Black. I want to be Muhammad Ali fighting the American draft Black. Yes, I'm a lighter tone, but I never want to be considered myself as half Black. There you go. I'll give you a little bit there.
Right. Okay, so I heard that one on Instagram, and I shared it. That was fire.
Oh.
That was so heartfelt. I heard that one.
Thank you.
I like that one. That was so great for Black History Month. That was, and I think I downloaded it. So I'm going to play it on one of my shows. Just, you know, because I got to represent for you because that was so dope.
Thank you.
So
I appreciate y'all checking out everything, too.
Oh, no doubt. So tell me a little bit about some of your goals in the field of music.
So in the field of music, who I really look up to right now that I feel a lot of people should study is Russ. And my career path, I feel, is going to be similar to that in that I want to be able to be fully self-sufficient and self-sustained and self-reliant so that I can actually have the freedom to the way I want. Because what many don't know is there's a lot of artists that are making a lot of money and getting tons of views, but they don't really have the contractual freedom to really do what they want, and because they don't have that contractual freedom and leverage, they are actually getting a minority percentage of everything that they earn. And that's always been kind of an issue in a battle between artists and labels, but I want to be able to be fully independent to create what I want, when I want, how I want, similar to like a Master P, and then also take my songwriting skills into account and probably sit in a role similar to that of a Neo or Anderson .Paak or even a Prince.
Okay. Ooh, I miss him so much.
I do too. I was heartbroken when he died.
Man, like that was my brother. Like he lived across the street and we talked every day. So, hey, Jason, we're going to get into one of the tracks. It's A1. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
So A1 it's essentially motivational trap. It's music that gets you up, gets you moving, gets you wanting to chase your goals, because I really wanted to create music that not only just fell into alignment with the formula of trap and making your body move, but also making your mental move. So I want to encourage people to be entrepreneurs, to elevate, to excel, and to move in excellence in everything that they do. Be A1 in everything.
Right. So go ahead and introduce the track. Don't hang up.
Gotcha. All right. My name is Jason Martin, and you are listening to my new single, A1.
El chakra es un camión de remolque.
From the day one, I've been on my top A1. Been the main one, making moves every occasion. But day one, nothing sweet if we don't play fun. Ask anyone, we don't flop, we can top anyone. From the day one.
Nobody there but you. It's just you.
Yeah.
You in the top. Jason, let me tell you. This track is fire. That's what I wanted to say when I first heard it. Because I was like, okay, he went from New York to A1.
You yes. did a whole hundred. Like, you did a whole hundred. Like, you definitely love music. You definitely love music. It's in you. It's a part of you. I'm gonna have to keep you in rotation. I love you. That's what I'm gonna say. I love you. Who would you love to work with?
Oh man, right now, I'd really like to work with The Weeknd. I really kind of like the vibe he's going with. I really like the way that Bruno Mars is kind of working with Anderson .Paak and taking things in a different direction. And my all-time big idol is Kanye West. Like, I'm sorry. I love what the guy does in the studio. It's absolutely fantastic.
Okay, okay. And I could see all of those people working with you because they all in their own lane. And I'm telling you, there's nobody in your lane. Nobody. And I listen to a lot of music.
Thank
I'm telling you.
You
A1. You what it is. You what it is. So... can you please give out your social media to everybody?
Sure thing. I am on all social media platforms. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Tinder. Just swipe. I'm just playing. No, not Tinder. you're just going to type in Jason Martin. That's J-S-O-N-M-A-R-T-I-N. And again, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, Spotify. You just look around for it. I made sure that I'm easy to find for you.
Okay, he said he on the farmer's market, y'all. No, I'm just playing. That was funny. So, okay, I see you 7, but we only got 4 minutes left. So what I'm going to do is let him give a shout out, you know, shout out to anybody and a word of wisdom.
Sure thing. I'm going to first, you already know, I got to shout out my number one fan, my biggest supporter, my mom, making a way for me, always helping me, always encouraging me, always supporting me. Got to shout out my mom. I want to actually shout out one of my friends' recording studios there, right there in Lincoln, Nebraska, R&B Studios run by Junior. I want to give them a huge shout out. They do great, amazing work. It's my home away from home. I want to shout out all my fans, all my supporters. We on the way up to the top. I want to thank you guys so much for having me on the air. And best word of wisdom I can give is, hey, I don't know who needs to hear this, but right now, something's just telling me, pick your head up. Keep going. Let's keep moving forward.
All righty. Them Huskers in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I appreciate you so, so much for doing this interview. I'm definitely going to keep you in rotation. Anything you need, you already know, reach out to 7, you reach out to me. But I'm going to see it first because I'm on YouTube.
Okay, I'll reach out. I'm there.
Okay, and we got you. So have yourself a safe weekend, and thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Much love.
All right, peace.
Peace.
All right, y'all. Nelly did like 3 interviews today. It was so dope. The 3 interviews went down. Shout out to Shante Renee doing her thing. Big shout out to Johnny Blaze. Yo, Johnny Blaze was on the line, yo. Yo, Johnny Blaze was on the line. I'm just saying it again. And Jason was on the line. Man, everybody got some banging hits. Like, man, I want to play one again, but we don't have that much time. We don't have that much time. So, man, I got to give a shout-out to my sis, Tamika Diaz. We're going to go out with Bang My Shit, y'all. I'll holler at y'all on Tuesday. Y'all know it's New Music Tuesday. I'll see you when I see you. Peace.
Just got a new bag. I'm in it. Just got a new bag. I'm in it. Just got a new bag, I'm in it. Just got a new bag, I'm in it. Oh, it's my bad. I got them paying attention. I went from rags to riches. I'm popping out East Saint Laurent. You want me like a blunt. I'm sure yo, he can't get my number. Send it back on a hunt. Look. For a ticket, I handle my business. It's murder, she wrote when I pin it. With the fellas a clap like a Delta, you come in here bumping your dentures. Catch you till I'm here on a mission. On go, so ain't no on a mission. Been telling these I cannot, but it seems like they don't wanna listen.
Look at their face when I hop out the Bentley. You know these and they fearless. Setting on forges and take off the ceiling. I pull up and look like I'm dealing. You can't count my pockets. I look like a million, but I count the paper for healing. I said I got bundles. They thought it was weak because my ponytail looking Brazilian. How's the flame I'm lit? Turn it up, bang my. Just play a game, I'm it. Run it up, claim that. Losing the stash, yeah, yeah. Just securing the bag. I'm touching this cash, so sit on my ass. I'm spinning, I'm making it back. I came in the game and started a tab. I'ma be here for a second. I run up the bag and then do the math. It's probably gonna take me a second. My motives ain't never in question. More money and major investments. Trying to keep up with my flex and these gonna mess up their credit. Hot as a flame, I'm lit. Turning up, bang my. Let's play a game, I'm it. Run it up, claim it. Run it up, stack your chips. Go flip your game. That's it. Working with tips on chain. Look, what they talking, I'm about getting money. That's something that's never gonna change. As long as the paper keep coming on time, then I might not never complain. Fresh out of flips, I'm having that drip. Look like I just walked out.